And now, member-supported Hellenic Public Radio, Cosmos FM, a bilingual Greek-American radio program coming to you every day from WNYE 91.5 FM. From the Demetrius and Georgia Kaloidis studios to the greater New York area and worldwide through www.cosmosfm.org.
You're listening to Cosmos FM, broadcasting on WNYE 91.5. Our programs air Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m., Saturdays from noon till 3:30 p.m., and Sunday mornings from 9 till 1:30 p.m.
Σας, τα καινούρια σας τα στέκια χαρίσμα σας. Δε μου κάνει αυτή η νύχτα στην ογλέντη άλλη πίστα. Μαζί μας στελιορίχτα.
Για τους φίλους που αγαπάω δυο χαμόγελα χρωστάω και απόψε τραγουδάω. Το αδικό που έχω ζήσει, η αγάπη το έχει σβήσει, τραγούδι έχει γεννήσει.
Λίγο νερό στην κόλαση, θα πιούμε εδώ μαζί σου. Εμείς που μεγαλώσαμε με την αναγνωρί σου. Νερό στην κόλαση, θα πιούμε εδώ μαζί σου. Εμείς που μεγαλώσαμε την
αναπνοή σου. Νερό στην κόλαση, κοντά σας παίρνω θέση. Καρδιά μου μη γυρνάς εκεί που είχες πονέσει. Στην Ελλάς του 2000 γίναν όλοι βασιλιάδες, λαϊκοί τραγουδιστάδες. Στη δικιά μας κοινωνία ζούσα μάλλη αγωνία, μη πας στη Γερμανία.
Πες μου τι θα κάνεις τώρα έτσι που σε καταντήσαν πατρίδα σερβιτόρα. Τα σκυλάδικα χορεύεις, μες στη νύχτα ταξιδεύεις, ταυτότητα γυρεύεις.
Λίγο νερό στην κόλαση, να πιούμε εδώ μαζί σου. Εμείς που μεγαλώσαμε με την αναπνοή σου. Νερό στην κόλαση, να πιούμε εδώ μαζί σου. Εμείς που μεγαλώσαμε την αναπνοή σου.
Γλυκό νερό στην κόλαση, κοντά σας παίρνω θέση. Καρδιά μου μη γυρνάς εκεί που είχες πονέσει.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cosmos FM. I'm your host, Amalia Goro. Well, it's a critical time in Greece. Tensions there are growing as people prepare to go to the polls ahead of this month's election. And the results could have global implications, especially for the future of the Eurozone. Coming up, we'll get some inside analysis on what's happening right now and what impact it could all have in the weeks to come. Stick around. Okay. Well, in just over 3 weeks, people in Greece will head to the polls to elect a new prime minister. And this month's election, unlike previous ones, is more critical than ever because, depending on the outcome, it could set the stage for another standoff between Athens and the rest of the Eurozone, which in turn would only reignite investors' fears about a Greek recovery and the stability of the Eurozone as a whole. So what can we expect in the next few weeks, and what will it take for Greece to finally put this crisis behind them? Joining us to discuss this tonight is Nicholas Economidis, a professor of economics at NYU's Stern School of Business. Professor Economidis specializes in structure and organization of financial markets and payments and has published more than 100 articles in top academic journals on subjects such as oligopoly, antitrust, and the liquidity and the organization of financial markets and exchanges. So he's actually the perfect person to speak to about this tonight, and he joins us on the other end of the line. Welcome, Professor.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here with us tonight.
Great.
So according to recent... So this is a critical time in Greece, and according to recent numbers, let's just give an overview of what's going on right now in the situation. According to recent numbers, Greece's unemployment rate is at 25%, and it's even worse for young people. Just for some context, in the U.S., it's about 7% unemployment rate. Their GDP is 1.6%, and a recent survey showed that nearly 40% of people were at risk of falling below the poverty line or social exclusion. So it's a pretty bleak picture, to say the least. How did Greece get to this point?
Well, Greece, first of all, I mean, I think the unemployment number you quoted is right. I'm not completely sure if the poverty level is that high. But in any case, there have been 5 to 6 years of a recession in Greece, starting with 2008, and became much worse when it became clear in late 2009, early 2010, that Greece had overborrowed, and it had at the same time a very big budget deficit, something huge, like 15% deficit. So at the time, in May 2010, Greece came very close to officially declaring bankruptcy, and there was a rescue program created by the European Union partners with the participation of the IMF, and that rescue program has been going on up to now. Now, the rescue program has imposed on Greece to balance its finances, which actually Greece has done very well. Right now, Greece has a surplus, for example, which the U.S. is pretty far away from. But it had a big toll, and the toll has been recession and unemployment that you mentioned. But by now, if you look at the fiscal numbers of Greece, they're in very good shape. Where Greece failed, and that's clear, is that it failed to create the reforms of the economy that could make the economy work better. There are many, many different areas of life in Greece which are not open to competition. For example, the trucks are not open to competition. You cannot just go and rent a U-Haul and move your family to another house. I mean, that's not possible. You need to get a very specialized person with a special license and so on and so on. And those licenses are not given out easily. They're restricted. So this is just an example of the many, many different things that are difficult to do in economic life in Greece. And although the European Union has pushed for such reforms, there has been so much resistance by the Greek population, the Greek politicians, to actually do those changes, so that in practice they have not occurred.
Mm. Well, those hurdles, I guess you're talking about the power of the Greek unions, which it seems like the Greek government has not only economic hurdles to overcome, but social ones as well, to make it difficult.
Correct. Yeah, it's partly the problem of the unions. like there's a famous union leader of the electricity company, and every time things don't go his way, he says, I'm going to turn off the switch and you guys have no electricity anymore. And he says that at critical points, such as at the sweltering heat of the summer. So there are problems, but it's beyond just the ordinary unions. You're talking about many facets of economic life. The organization of notaries, for example, makes it difficult for people to become notaries. The organization of the transportation trucks make it difficult for you to get a license for transportation, and so on and so on and so on. I mean, there are many, many facets of life, and that's, in my opinion, the tragedy of the Greek crisis, that the crisis created the possibility of very serious reforms, but it didn't happen. The reforms didn't happen. They managed to balance the books, creating a lot of recession and unemployment, but the actual increase in productivity and the reform of the economy has not happened yet, and I think it's unlikely to happen in the next few years.
So you're saying it was almost like a missed opportunity.
Absolutely, it was a missed opportunity, because in the crisis there was the possibility of saying, what did we really do wrong? Let's try to fix that. Instead, they cut everybody's wage, they tried to balance the books, which actually worked, but and to some extent it satisfied the foreign lenders, because they're more likely to get their money back, but it didn't fix the efficiency and productivity problems of the Greek economy. So the Greek economy is more or less in the same shape as far as efficiency and productivity as it was in 2008 or 2009, and not very productive, very inefficient, huge bureaucracy of the state. The state employs huge numbers of people and creates a big weight on the private sector of the economy, which has to sustain all these people with their taxes. So this problem, unfortunately, was a missed opportunity, yes.
Hmm. Well, if you are just joining us, you're listening to Q&A here on Cosmos FM 91.5. I'm your host, Amalia Goro, and tonight we're speaking with Nicholas Economidis, a professor of economics at NYU's Stern School of Business. We're speaking about the upcoming election in Greece and the impact it will have on the ongoing bailout negotiations between Athens and Brussels. So, do you think that the plan that Germany designed back in 2010, when this whole crisis started, to quote-unquote help Greece, was the correct one? Was it a good plan? Why or why not?
Well, Germany didn't really have its own plan. This was, in the end, the IMF plan, the International Monetary Fund plan, which it has used, the IMF has used in different countries. Now, that plan was never really carefully calibrated for Greece. So, you know, it was a plan created for poorer countries, let's say Costa Rica or some Central American country. It wasn't the best for Greece. And very unfortunately, the Greek government...
Did they underestimate Greece?
I'm sorry?
Did they underestimate Greece?
They didn't understand that Greeks don't pay taxes, for example. there were problems. There were
yeah.
problems that were not taken into consideration, and you know, the program was not calibrated. It didn't perform so well.
So they didn't take certain cultural things into account, I guess.
I guess so, yes. And additionally, I have to say that it wasn't 100% the IMF's fault, because the Greek government never came up with its own plan. So the Greek government doesn't come with its own plan. The only plan is the IMF plan, and it's not perfect, and it has problems, and doesn't work so well. But there is no other plan. So in the absence of another plan, this IMF plan keeps going on for 5 years. And that's the problem. And at the same time, the problem of the reforms not happening is critical. But you know, as far as the fiscal aspects of the problem, as far as balancing the budget, having a surplus, and so on, the plan has worked and has worked well. As I said before, I mean, the Greek government right now runs a surplus. I I mean, we haven't seen a surplus in the American government from the 19th century. So we are talking about, in some way, a success story for Greece. But at the same time, the basic productivity of the economy has not improved, and therefore Greece will have a hard time, no matter who gets elected. Of course, if Syriza gets elected, it will have a much, much harder time, because Syriza is planning to blackmail the lenders and telling them that we're not going to pay our loans, and who knows what's going to happen under those circumstances. I mean, it's hard to believe that a serious party is saying that, but it is saying it, and I really cannot make predictions about how the Europeans will take it.
It's incredible to even see the rise of the popularity of Syriza over these last few years. Like, first,
I'm not surprised that Syriza is popular, because people have lost about 25 to 30% of their buying power, of their income and purchasing power, so they're upset.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't quite understand, and to some extent the politicians have not convinced them, that in fact in 2008 and 2009 they were really living with other people's money, the lenders' money. So that prosperity wasn't real. People want to go back to that prosperity, and now they're very upset because they're poorer. I don't think that people understand that things could be much worse than now. That's a hard thing to convince any population, in my opinion, that you have lost 25% of your money, but things can get worse. It's very hard to convince anybody, and of course the politicians don't want to say it, because they want to say things are okay, so they get reelected. That's where Greece is, though. I mean, it has a chance in these elections that things are going to get much worse, especially if they leave the euro. So one of the possibilities of this chicken game that Syriza is going to play with the Europeans is that the Europeans are not going to cave, and Greece will have to get out of the euro. Now, if Greece gets out of the euro and gets to a new drachma, it's a disaster. The new drachma gets devalued a lot. The purchasing power of the population goes to half or one third of what it is now. There are going to be shortages, because exporters to Greece are not going to accept credit anymore if Greece is in a new currency. So they will want cash to send stuff to Greece, and that takes time and effort to secure. So there are going to be huge, huge problems. I mean, much, much bigger than what we have seen this far. And I think any rational person sees them, and that might also mean that Syriza is not going to go the way it promises it's going to go. It's not going to play. It's not going to bring the Greece out of the euro. On the other hand, you know, sometimes things go not the way everybody expects, and when you play such high stakes game with so many people on the other side, because the other side is all these European countries, which more or less have to agree with Greece if things are going to continue a certain way in the same program. So when you're playing this very high stakes game, there is a lot of uncertainty, and you don't really know how it's going to end up. So you have to be extremely careful, and I'm afraid that Mr. Tsipras and Syriza, which has never been in power, will not be easy for them to be able to negotiate with the European Union, and there is a lot of uncertainty about what the final outcome is. And I myself am very worried that one of the outcomes, which is Greece getting out of the euro, is going to be a national disaster for Greece. I mean, a disaster of the type that 1922 loss to Turkey was. I mean, a real disaster. And I also don't believe that the population in Greece are ready to evaluate this in these terms. They think it's just another election.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. They are not cognizant of the possibility that this might be like the 1922 campaign in Turkey that ended up with Greece losing half its size. But you remember that in 1920, when Venizelos party, which was pushing for the campaign in Turkey, lost the elections, nobody thought that Greece was going to lose to Turkey. So the population is, you know, the average person has a very hard time making predictions about how things are going to go, and usually votes the way things look. And I'm afraid that this is, at this point, extremely dangerous in Greece.
I mean, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that she would be willing to accept a Greek exit, though she recently walked back those claims. But do you really think that's something that could happen? That's not what the Germans want. They definitely don't want to see Greece exit the Eurozone.
Well, I think if they could help it, I think the Germans wouldn't want Greece to leave the Eurozone. But at the same time, there's always the question at what price? If
they've invested so much, what would that mean for their economy?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to say. Let me say that as an economist, I would say it's difficult to say. I don't think it's easy to calculate their losses. But there is a problem when, you know, a country that's supposed to be your friend, you know, like Greece, and Greece was helped by the European Union by giving them all this money, all these loans, suddenly comes to you and says, well, I'll only pay 50%, or I'll only pay 60%, or whatever. And you have to tell your taxpayers that they have to be burdened by an extra 50 billion, which we're going to give as a gift to the Greeks. Which politician will do that? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Merkel or Papandreou or a Greek politician or an American politician. No, nobody's going to do that. And I think this logic of Greece, that we are the center of the world, and therefore we have the right to demand from the Germans or anybody else to give us 50 billion, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, it might appeal to me because I'm a voter and I say, well, yeah, I deserve 50 billion. But at the same time, you know, you can see that it will not work. So I am pretty sure that the Germans don't want Greece to leave the euro. But if they're going to have a very high price to pay if Greece stays in the euro, they will say, let's get rid of Greece. It's one more country, small country out in the periphery of the Union. Let's see what happens without it. Now, I'm not saying that it might not be a disaster for Germany, that it might not be a disaster for the euro if Greece leaves. It's possible, and, you know, as we know from our American experience, very smart people at the head of the government in the United States allowed Lehman to fail and said nothing is going to happen. And instead, we saw a five-year worldwide crisis because of that. And believe me, the people who were running the U.S. government at the time, the Department of the Treasury, are much, much smarter than the people who run Brussels. And even they made a huge error. So I'm not saying that there might not be contagion, world crisis and so on if Greece leaves. But at the time, today, the politicians in Europe believe that it's okay if Greece leaves. And that's a disaster for Greece, because Greece can leave, go to its own disaster, and then later they're going to say, oh, we made a mistake. Well, it's too late by then. Greece is already in a disaster. So that's the real dilemma, the way I see it, that the politicians in Europe think it's okay for Greece to leave, even though reality might be that it's not okay, but that reality is going to be realized later, and they don't know it now.
Okay, Professor, we have to take a small break right here. We're going to go to a song and then our break. But when I come back, I want to ask you if you can foresee a situation where leaving the Eurozone would actually be good for Greece. But you can answer that when we come back from our break.
Okay.
Στο πρόσωπο κυλάει, με καίει και με πονάει, γιατί δεν είσαι εδώ. Μίσος που θέλεις και με χάνεις, μα για όλα αυτά που κάνεις σε προειδοποιώ. Δανεικά, τα πάντα είναι δανεικά και για όλα αναδρομικά.
Χωρίς εσένα σβήνω σαν φλόγα στο βοριά. Πίκρα που ήσουν τόσο ψεύτης, που χάθηκες σαν κλέφτης και δε σε βρίσκω πια. Δανεικά, τα πάντα είναι δανεικά, και για όλα αναδρομικά έρχεται η ώρα που πληρώνουμε. Δανεικά, τα πάντα είναι δανεικά, και για όλα αναδρομικά έρχεται η ώρα που πληρώνουμε.
Welcome back here to Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. I'm your host, Amalia Goro. Tonight we're speaking with Professor Nicholas Economidis. He's on the other end of the line with us, and we're talking about the upcoming Greek election and the impact it will have on the ongoing bailout negotiations between Athens and Brussels. So before the break, Professor, by the way, how did you like our song that we picked?
It was good.
Fitting, right? Anyway, so before the break, I asked you about if you can foresee a situation where the Greece leaving the Eurozone would actually be a good thing.
Well, not in the circumstances that Greece is in right now. If Greece was in excellent shape, I mean, if its economy was doing great, leaving the Euro has some positive stuff. I mean, you can vary your own exchange rate and so on. But Greece is in a disaster. I mean, you know, it's in a very bad shape, and relies on the loans of the European Union. I should say that the 2/3 of the loans of the state of Greece are from the European Union, and this is about 250 billion euros. And these loans are given to Greece with an extremely low interest rate. It's below 2%. But of course, Greeks never satisfied. Populist parties say that this is usury, which is completely absurd. They're getting an excellent loan rate. So if Greece stops getting these loans, and if Greece stops getting the support that the Greek banks get from the European Central Bank, it will have a very, very, very hard time surviving. So I'm sorry, I'm speaking a bit like a professor. I mean, if we were in a different situation in which the Greek economy was doing great, I would say, well, maybe it's not so bad if Greece has its own currency. But in the present circumstances, it's going to be a total disaster. So I don't see any positive thing. And let me say one last thing that maybe people will appreciate, since your audience is mainly in the United States. Being in the Euro has put Greece in the center, in the nucleus of the European Union. And Greece faces external threats. The situation with Turkey is not good, and it has not been good for over 50 years. Greece has to rely on strong allies such as the United States and the European Union for help, for a way to find protection in a very, very uncertain world, you know, location that it's in. So if Greece becomes an out of the Europe or out of the European Union or out of the Euro small country of the Middle East, which it will become if in fact it goes to the new drachma, then it will have a very hard time doing well in the region where it is.
Yeah.
Because the big power of the region is Turkey, and Turkey has very bad relations with Greece and Cyprus for a very large number of years, very long period of time.
So you're saying it's definitely in Greece's interest to work with the Europeans, to work with Brussels.
Right, absolutely.
So the leader of Greece's left-wing party, who it's looking more and more like he will be elected the next prime minister, has pledged to reverse some of the tough austerity measures while securing debt forgiveness. So these are obviously campaign promises, but to what extent do you think that he'll be able to do any of this?
Well, let me talk about both of these things, the debt renegotiation and also increasing prices. Give outs of the government, like wages, not prices, but increasing wages and pensions, and in general increasing the state sector. I know that Syriza has promised this. It promised to increase wages, to increase pensions, to increase the public sector, and so on. Greece doesn't really have euros to do that. Doesn't have the money to do that. And the European Union is very unlikely to give Greece new money under the conditions of threat that it finds itself in. I mean, I don't think this is going to happen. And additionally, the international markets don't see Greece so well, although in April, May, Greece was able to borrow at very low interest rates, something like 5%. Now these bonds are trading for over 10% interest, so we won't be able to borrow from that.
Professor,
so
we only have
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we only have 2 minutes left, but I just wanted to ask you. I get the sense that you think that it's going to be difficult for him to follow through with these campaign promises. But at one point, you yourself were a candidate to become finance minister of Greece, and I wonder if you were, how would you be advising the new prime minister about how to handle this situation?
If I was the finance minister under Tsipras?
Yes, not under Tsipras. Okay. I know that's like a completely illogical thing.
I would advise him to accept the basic terms of the deal with the Europeans, that is to keep getting the money at 2%, to forget about his promises. I know there were pre-election promises and so on to do this stuff, but if it's not possible, it's not possible. Just to forget about these and try to do things that, you know, would fulfill his political ambition and political goals without killing the economy. So the economy has done pretty well in its own way. So it needs growth to reduce unemployment and so on and so on. And that's what he should focus on. Create mm-hmm. more jobs, but real jobs, like from growth of businesses, not the fake jobs in which I just give you benefits. And to go that way. And this is kind of my advice to all parties. I mean, it doesn't have to be Tsipras or anybody else. I have real doubts that he's going to take my advice because it's so far away from his promises. But at the same time, I don't see how he can do the promises. I mean, it would be great for everybody to have more money, but if it's not there and the economy is not that productive, it won't happen.
Yeah.
And it won't happen by threatening your partners, your European partners. I mean, I'm sorry, but I think I'm a bearer of bad news. But I don't think, like many economics ministers, but
no, not at all.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, we will see. We will see what happens. The election is on January 25th. Professor Nicholas Economidis from NYU Stern School of Business. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Cosmos FM. Thank you.
Take care.